Welcome to the deep dive.
Welcome back to the deep dive. This is where we take the sources you give us, cut through the noise, and pull out the really key ideas fast and hopefully pretty engagingly.
Exactly. We sift through it all so you get the core insights, the stuff that actually matters, without having to read every single word yourself.
And today, we're digging into something fundamental. It's about, well, the ethos of building a business, really. We're looking at excerpts from Art Munoz's newsletter, Revenue Like Clockwork.
Specifically, a piece he wrote called From Begging to Building, The True Business Ethos.
Yeah. And our mission here is to unpack Munoz's take on what makes a real business. He draws this really sharp contrast, doesn't he?
He does. Between what he calls a quick payout mindset, which he basically equates to begging, and the more deliberate work of building a system that actually serves people reliably.
And we'll get into his advice on how to start, and maybe more importantly, how not to start building something, you know, meaningful. He kicks it all off with this anecdote that just crystallizes the whole thing.
It really does. It's a street encounter story, and it immediately shows you the difference he's talking about.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Munoz starts right after leaving his acupuncturist. He's on the street, and he sees this young pregnant woman, Maria.
Right. And she has a sign, but what really struck him was her pitch. It was super specific.
Just two words, wasn't it? Followed by a plea.
Yeah. $40, please. I need not to sleep in the street today. Very direct.
So Munoz, being Munoz, he stops. He actually talks to her, gives her $10, calls it payment for a conversation, like some impromptu market research.
Spent about 20 minutes, he said. And what he found was... well, telling.
Her whole approach was completely rigid, wasn't it?
Totally. Her offer, if you can call it that, it never changed, even when he suggested things that seemed way more helpful for her situation.
Right. Like he offered food.
No, I want $40.
Offered a place to stay for the night.
No, I want $40.
Help finding services, maybe work.
Same answer. No, I want $40. It was just fixed.
She had the message, the attempt at attention, the single offer. But like you said, zero system, no trying to understand the customer's actual potential needs beyond that $40.
And definitely no interest in like building any kind of relationship. It was purely about that one transaction, that quick hit.
Okay. And this is where he pivots. He connects this encounter directly to how a lot of people, maybe even people listening, approach trying to start an online business.
Yeah. It's a strong comparison.
Yeah.
He argues they basically do the digital version of what Maria was doing.
So they might, what, throw up a landing page, build a quick funnel, which is just that series of online steps towards a sale?
Right. Or they just start shouting a generic offer on social media, kind of hoping something sticks.
And then they just, yeah, he has that great phrase, like holding a virtual cardboard sign.
Exactly. Refreshing the page, waiting to see who bit the bait. The underlying thought process is the same. $40, please.
Yeah.
Or, you know, buy my course, please. I need the money.
Hmm. And his crucial point, and this might sting a little, is if you're thinking about starting anything and the very first thought is about you and your need for money.
I need cash. How do I get it from people?
Then you're dangerously close to what he bluntly calls digital panhandling.
It's not a business in his view. It's just a plea. And it doesn't matter how good your story is or how slick your website looks.
If you haven't actually figured out what the market real people genuinely wants or needs from you, Maria's pitch failed even with someone trying to help because it wasn't connected to any value beyond her own immediate fixed demand.
Which naturally leads him to tackle that question he must get all the time. Okay, Art, so what online business should I start?
And his answer is pretty counterintuitive to a lot of the usual advice, right? He says, don't start with the what business question.
No, start with others. He flips it completely.
He gives this guiding question, and it seems like it's really the core of his whole philosophy.
Yeah, it is. He asks, what does someone desperately want that you can help them get reliably and repeatedly with the least amount of risk to them and the most amount of meaning for you?
That last part feels important too, the most amount of meaning for you. It's not just about finding any problem.
Right. It has to resonate with you, align with your skills, your values.
Yeah.
And he's really firm. Don't start building anything. No funnel, no podcast, no website until you can answer that question. Honestly.
Okay. So if you're not supposed to build the usual online stuff first.
Yeah.
What do you do? Where do you begin?
You begin, he says, with serving. Find one real person.
Not an avatar. Not a persona from a marketing textbook.
No. an actual breathing human being who has that desperate want you identified.
Okay. Find the person, then what?
Then you help them. You help them solve that problem, get that thing they desperately want. And if you don't know exactly how...
You figure it out. Learn as you go.
Exactly. Learn how. Work with them. Get them the result. And then this is key. Help them again. And maybe again.
Ah, okay. So it's about proving you can deliver that value repeatedly, not just a one-shot deal like the $40.
Precisely. It builds trust. It proves the value isn't a fluke. And while you're doing this, he says, document every single step.
Write down what worked, what didn't.
Yeah. Refine your process based on helping that actual person. Sharpen it. Systematize it.
Oh.
Turn it into a reliable method for delivering that specific outcome for that kind of person.
Yes.
That's the beginning of a real business, he argues.
Wow. That is really different from the usual launch your funnel in 7 days kind of advice. It sounds much more grounded. Slower, maybe.
Maybe slower to launch something flashy, yeah.
Yeah.
But potentially much faster to build something real and sustainable.
Mm.
And he really wants to define what he means by business, because he thinks the word itself has gotten twisted.
Right. He says most people only know what it isn't anymore. So let's clarify. According to Munoz, what is a real business not?
Okay. So it's not just chasing metrics on a dashboard. It's not just a clever funnel designed purely to, you know, extract cash from strangers as efficiently as possible.
It's not just a slide deck with fancy jargon.
Definitely not. And it's absolutely not just a profit generator, disconnected from everything else.
Okay, so if it's not those things, what is it in his framework?
A real business is a system. Yes, you operate it. But its fundamental purpose is to serve people. And right. Crucially, it generates revenue, it makes money, but without violating your conscience
wow.
or theirs.
That's a high bar. He talks about it having a rhythm. Accountability.
Yeah, a natural rhythm. Accountability to your promises, to your customers. Should put food on your table, absolutely. But it should also give you a reason to get up in the morning that feels honorable, dignified.
Which is probably why he pushes back so hard against things like passive income or work from anywhere being the goal or the definition.
Exactly. Those might be nice outcomes or benefits that good system design can create, but they aren't the essence of the work itself. The essence, he says, is dignified work.
Dignified work, but engineered intelligently, not just hard work for its own sake.
Precisely. Engineered intelligently with the aim of producing two things. A legacy, something valuable you put your name on, and ultimately time freedom for you, the creator.
He brings in history too, doesn't he? To sort of explain how we got here?
He does. He contrasts... Maybe simplifies a bit, but contrasts Adam Smith's implied vision businesses built for, like, lasting utility in a community with Milton Friedman's later focus.
The Friedman doctrine being primarily about shareholder profits, right?
So yeah.
Spreadsheets and quarterly earnings above all else.
Yeah. Munoz argues that shift changed everything. It led people to stop focusing on building businesses designed to last and serve, and instead focus on building exit strategies. Things designed to be sold off quickly.
And that's where the story of his dad, the baker, comes in. That's powerful.
It really is. His dad built this bakery, served his hometown for over 30 years, woke up before dawn every day. It was about the craft, the service, the reliability. The community depended on it.
And then he sold it.
Sold it to a younger guy when he retired. But Munoz says this buyer wasn't interested in the baking or the town. He just saw the numbers. Driven by, quote, lust for lucre. Not love for loaves.
Wow. Love for loaves and the result.
The bakery, that cornerstone of the town for decades, went bankrupt in less than 3 years. Because the new owner didn't understand the serving part, only the extracting part. It's a brutal illustration of the difference.
Yeah, it really hammers it home. So, given all this, how does he position his own work? Things like his SN Nap Academy or his forum for consultants.
He calls it a reclamation project. Even a rebellion.
A rebellion against.
Against that cold, metrics-only model of business success. The one that, he argues, often leaves people feeling burned out, stressed, maybe even kind of hollow. No better off emotionally than when they were just employees, even after years of high performance.
So his core belief isn't tied to stock prices or anything like that.
Not at all. It's about the real, tangible act of creating something useful. Something of lasting utility for other people.
Something with your name on it, he says.
Yes. And your values embedded in its bones. like his dad's bakery presumably had.
That makes sense, and that's what he's trying to teach others to build.
Seems like it. Building revenue based on actually solving problems. Revenue that follows you because you're the one delivering the value.
Yeah.
He's up front. It's not flashy. It's not get rich quick.
He says it's for people serious about building something worth working on.
Right. Something that lasts, that provides real value, not just a quick profit grab.
Which really brings us back full circle, doesn't it? His main message seems to be, if you want the good stuff, freedom, fulfillment, flow, legacy, you need a better framework than just chasing $40 or optimizing shareholder value alone.
Absolutely. You need a different perspective, a different system.
And it all comes back to asking that fundamental question, the one he says is behind every real business.
What do others need that I can deliver better than anyone else?
And his final advice echoes the start. Don't ask what business. Ask who am I for first.
Stop begging. Start building. It's a very clear call.
Okay, let's quickly recap the core contrast Munoz presents here. It's this sharp divide between what he calls the $40 begging mentality focused only on your own immediate need and the purposeful, you could say dignified, work of building a system that reliably serves others' needs.
Yeah, and his big push is to change your starting point entirely. Forget the business structure or the product first.
Yeah.
Instead, figure out who you are uniquely equipped to serve and what critical problem they have. Let that guiding question, what do others need that I can deliver better than anyone else, be your compass.
Right. It shifts the focus from just building an asset to sell or just hitting profit targets towards creating something genuinely useful and lasting, something with your integrity baked into it. It's about legacy and dignified work, not just the numbers.
Which leads us to a final thought for you. Based on Munoz's perspective in this piece, take an honest look. How are you approaching value creation right now? In your work, in your projects, maybe even your side hustle.
Are you, maybe unintentionally, acting a bit like Maria on the street corner, holding out that virtual sign, essentially begging for a quick transaction? Or are you genuinely involved in the patient, sometimes challenging process of building something of real lasting utility, something with your values deeply embedded right into its foundation? Where do you truly fall on that spectrum from begging to building?